I have really noticed a change in my thinking. I've become better at logic-based thinking and more reasoning skills, which I tend to apply to my other classes.
The Small World Initiative's goals, getting more girls and young people into STEM, that's important to me as a girl and as someone who wants to go into a STEM field.
By 2020, there will be 1 million new unfulfilled computer-related jobs in the U.S. Unfortunately, the gender gap continues to grow in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM for short. Research shows that over 12% of girls from single-sex schools go on to study in STEM fields, compared to roughly 2% of girls from co-ed schools. Why are girls' schools so successful in graduating a disproportionate number of young women who pursue science degrees? In addition to the development of exceptional STEM curricula, girls' schools encourage teamwork, which research shows girls prefer, particularly in STEM subjects. Studies have identified several benefits of collaboration for women in STEM, including increased confidence in their solutions, improved understanding of course materials, and heightened enjoyment of activities. Girls' schools also actively help girls and young women develop skills they will need in the real world, skills which are also essential to being successful in STEM fields, such as problem-solving, resiliency, and a growth mindset. The concept that, even though I'm not able to do it yet, I'll tackle the challenge. The world is desperately seeking to plug the leaky STEM pipeline from its shortage of women. Girls' schools are playing a critical role by leading the way in graduating women who become the next generation of scientists, doctors, engineers, designers, programmers, and inventors. Hi, I'm Sarah Edson.
And I'm Yanni Hill-Gill. Today, Sarah and I are focusing on how two schools, our own schools actually, are engaging in partnerships to expand and enhance STEM programming. I'll be talking with my science department chair and two seniors at the Atlanta Girls School, which is an independent school for girls in grades 6 through 12. We'll be focusing on how the Atlanta Girls School is building a sustainable computer science program by partnering with TEALS, which stands for Technology, Education, and Literacy in Schools.
I'm excited to start today's conversation as I'm speaking with two of my colleagues and a student from the Ethel Walker School about an innovative biochemistry curriculum called the Small World Initiative. Located in Simsbury, Connecticut, about 20 minutes from Hartford, Ethel Walker is a day and boarding school for girls in grades 6 through 12.
I am Julia Sheldon. I have been at Walker's for 19 years. I am the science department chair and primarily teach chemistry here.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Piella. I have been at the Ethel Walker School for the past 10 years, and I teach most of the biology courses and biology electives here.
Hi, my name is Nina. I'm a student in the honors biochemistry course. This is my seventh year at Walker's, and I'm a senior here.
Can you tell us about the Small World Initiative and how you discovered it?
The Small World Initiative was started at the college level at Yale in 2012 by Dr. Jo Handelsman. She envisioned a different sort of course for introductory college science in which students would actually get to do science instead of just reading about it in textbooks and doing cookbook lab. So the course kind of has two focuses. One is to try to get students to really understand what science is and to increase their interest in science. And the other is to crowdsource discovery of new antibiotics. We were introduced to the course kind of fortuitously. We actually had some colleagues stop by from the Hockaday School in Dallas just to visit our school a few years ago. We spoke with them and really had a great time meeting them. We learned that they were the high school that piloted this Small World course. They recommended us based on that brief meeting we had with them a few years ago.
With the Small World Initiative, in order to then go ahead and pilot this course here at Walker's, Julia and I were required to head to UConn last summer, and we did an intensive one-week training program where we stayed on campus and we learned about the program, we learned how to do all of the lab components of the program, and learned how to implement the program into our school here.
So specifically, how would you say this course differs from other science courses that you've led?
I think the biggest difference is we've really flipped the classroom, and not in the traditional sense that people think of flipped in terms of lecture versus homework. We've actually flipped the classroom in terms of lab versus content. And the lab portion has really taken center stage here, where it's the primary thing that our students are coming in to do. Traditionally, we tend to have lecture, and we sort of support that lecture with a lab that may enhance the learning of that lecture experience. But here now we have the lab is really what we're doing, and we enhance the lab with supplemental material and research.
And Nina, from your perspective as a student, how would you say this course differs from other science courses you've taken?
To echo what Dr. P was saying, I think learning in the lab before getting the lecture about any given topic, it's a very different experience, and I think it forces you to think a lot more critically when doing the lab. And I think it also enhances learning. Instead of memorizing and stuff, I think hands-on learning, it's a lot easier for me to understand the content. And I also think more than anything, like when leaving this class, I feel it's a really rewarding feeling. Like you're not just working towards a grade like you are in all of your other science classes. You're working towards solving a really big issue or looking for a new antibiotic. And I think that there's a sense of camaraderie with the girls in the class. It's not like as competitive. And I also think in this class, more than all the others, mistakes are embraced. I don't feel like I'll be penalized for doing something wrong in the lab, and that makes me a lot more willing to try new things. And then I think this class, you learn a lot more about what goes into being a scientist, and I feel like a scientist every time I leave this classroom. You learn a lot about fundraising and all of the things that go into having really good lab technique and just getting all dressed up when you go into the lab and really having to follow really strict guidelines in the lab. I think that I feel very authentic, and I feel like it prepares me for college a lot. And I put my major as biology, so I feel really good about that and feel like I kind of have a leg up going into college. I like it a lot better because I really feel like I'm learning in a way that I haven't before. And I genuinely get excited because of that, because there's not a lot of fun in memorizing all the time. I think actual learning in the lab is a lot better.
Do you think there are any aspects of this course that are particularly beneficial to an all-girls environment?
One of the things that we really want our girls to take from their experience here at Walkers is that it's okay to fail, and it's okay to have to try again, and it's okay to have to do that a number of times. And I think this class really is designed to reinforce that in ways that other classes aren't. And I think that's a really valuable skill that the girls are learning. Another issue today is that our girls don't have enough role models in science, and they aren't sometimes able to see themselves as scientists. So another aspect of this course that we are focusing on is bringing in working female scientists to meet with the girls. We had Dr. Cleo Roll from Capital Community College in Hartford come meet with us, which is a really great experience for the girls. She talked about her story and how she got where she was and what it's like to be a woman as a working scientist.
The way that this course sort of builds resilience, that is something I think that is so vital for them to move on through college and then beyond college and into the workforce. I think, too, we like to stress the challenges and successes of women. There are going to be challenges that they may face as women in science and in that field of science. And I think it's important for them to know upfront about that and to be prepared for that. And how will they handle that moving forward in that field?
Have there been any unforeseen challenges in leading this course? And if so, how have you guys addressed them?
This course has been, I think, a great learning experience for the teachers as well as the students. To be able to do a course like this, we actually needed a lot of specialized equipment that as a very small school, we didn't have. So we needed to figure out what we needed, and then we needed to figure out how to fund that, which was another challenge. So we've learned a lot about grant writing and managed to get a really nice grant from the VWR Foundation for $9,300, which helps offset a lot of our costs. And another great thing is that we actually got the students involved in grant writing, which Nina mentioned too. I think that was a really valuable experience for them, where they actually helped write part of a grant proposal for us.
I think some of the challenges have also been figuring out how to teach these more advanced skills to the high school level student. Initially, we sort of started off and had to rethink how we were presenting the material. It was a pretty quick learning curve. The students really amazed us, I think, more than anything, how quickly they figured out how to do the techniques and acquired the skills that were needed to get through this course.
Dr. Sheldon and Dr. Piella, you're both seasoned and gifted educators. You have a lot of experience under your belt. Has this course helped to advance your thinking about teaching and learning? And if so, how?
It made me realize how much the students can actually do. and that I feel like if you give them a challenge, they can actually really rise to the occasion. And I was really impressed from day one of in the lab to where we are today in the lab. It's actually amazing. Julia and I sort of smile at each other as we watch the students in the lab because they come in, they get to work, their technique is beautiful. We sort of are monitoring, we're there to kind of help troubleshoot, but really they're taking this on and doing this independent lab work. And just the progress they have made and the work they've done has been really fantastic. And so I feel like this class has taught me that really it's the sky's the limit, I feel like, with these girls in terms of the challenge, and that they'll figure out a way to meet that challenge. And that's been really good for me as a teacher. And also the other part, I believe, about this course is that Julia and I are team teaching it, which has been really rewarding, looking at Julia as the chemist, myself as the biologist, sort of coming together. And I think having the students see us working together as a team.
One of the things I constantly struggle with is trying to find a balance between providing students with foundational background information and then challenging them to apply that and to learn what's interesting to them on their own. And I think this class has shown me a really new and unique way to do that effectively. And it's made me want to think about our other science courses and are there ways that we can do more types of things like this where we can do authentic research with our girls here.
What drew you to this course initially? And could you share a little more about your experience in the class as a student?
Science has always been kind of a topic of frequent discussion in my house. My grandmother, before she retired, was a biology teacher, and my mother majored in biology in college. So it's just always been something that has been talked about. So I've kind of taken a lot of science courses at Walker's and always been interested in them. More than anything, I liked how different it was because it's lab-based. My other science classes have been really great, but instead of just like in class taking notes all the time, and that's kind of a different kind of hard. And not to say biochem is easy, because it's not. I still have to work hard at it, but it's a different kind of hard. I don't think you forget information like you do in other science classes when you have to memorize it when you're actually doing it. So that really drew me to the course and that kind of idea, and that's been true this year. Also, the Small World Initiative's goals, getting more girls and young people into STEM, that's important to me as a girl and as someone who wants to go into a STEM field.
Thank you to each of you for taking the time to speak with me today.
My name is Melissa Hankinson. I'm the Science Department Chair here at the Atlanta Girls School.
My name is Sarah. I'm a senior at the Atlanta Girls School.
My name is Aisha, and I am a senior here at Atlanta Girls School.
In many ways, the science department faculty are preparing students for future careers that may not even exist yet. How do you approach this challenge?
We worked hard to develop a skills-focused interdisciplinary curriculum, and one of the manifestations of this is the sixth grade STEAM Foundations class. I'm actually an ecologist, and I'm passionate about educating girls to approach problems with their heart and their hands and their head. In my opinion, the best way to train girls for jobs that don't even exist yet is through focusing on thinking skills. And I noticed that many of my students struggle with logical reasoning, system thinking, process problem solving, and manipulating abstract concepts in their head. And I know that those skills are really critical for STEAM jobs, science and engineering. To be clear, teaching computer science is not something I ever thought I'd do, but as I researched and processed this with my husband and my colleagues, it became really clear that teaching computer science was the perfect vehicle to launch these kinds of thinking skills. I really thought that it was the best way to lay a solid foundation for our students. So teaching computer science is what I jumped into. In that STEAM Foundations class, we teach logical thinking and we apply these reasoning skills and kind of age-appropriate, fun computer programming projects. And then girls build on this foundation in sixth grade life science, collaborating with each other to create a cell organelle guessing game. And we're currently developing a similar coding project in eighth grade world studies. So the girls have opportunities each year to reinforce and practice these skills that they developed early on. And then we continue in upper school. We really still focus on skills in our science classes, encouraging more and more independence as they construct evidence-based explanations, define problems, analyze data, and apply mathematical reasoning to solve problems. We've also embedded design thinking into many courses across the curriculum. And then also in Winterim, our two-week mini-mester, we can fold in Lego robotics and interdisciplinary collaboration between art, literature, biotechnology, and our traditional curriculum. So we really try to find creative ways to have girls practice these skills in a lot of different areas. This year, we've launched the TEALS Computer Science Principles class in upper school, and it's really exceeded my expectations.
tell us a little bit more about TEALS.
Technology Education and Literacy in Schools is a Microsoft philanthropy that seeks to close the computer science gender gap. And they've helped us build a computer science program by pairing me with computer science professionals who co-teach the class and support my growth. I'm teaching a new discipline, and they have really partnered with me. I have really learned with my students, with their support this year. I can say very honestly that both teaching and taking this class has really opened up new dimensions of thinking for me.
Can you talk a little bit more about the process of getting the partners, who they are, and how they work with you?
My contact at TEALS, our coordinator, she connects us with partners. So the partners actually get to select the school that they work with, and that could be based on geography or a particular desire or affiliation that they might have. But we have three amazing co-teachers for our class. Rohan Paul, the Senior Vice President and Chief Information Officer at the Brinks Company. Ashwin Ganate is the Director for Enterprise Architecture and Business Intelligence at Iron Mountain. And Jason Manier is the Senior Manager for Infrastructure Operations, also at Iron Mountain. And these gentlemen have done everything from teaching lessons to helping me understand kind of the complexities or the intricacies behind a particular concept. And they've also supported me with my questions as I learn and do the labs. When I get stuck or have trouble debugging something, they're there to help me around it so that then when the girls hit that same spot, I'm there. I can help them around that.
So do you have any thoughts about what aspects of this course are appealing to an all-girls school particularly?
We all know that girls learn best when their learning is put into context, when the parts that they're breaking apart and interacting with are really embedded in a holistic understanding. And I think the real benefit of this course in an all-girls environment is learning these skills that we know are so important on a context that's really relevant. So the girls learn process problem solving through debugging, and they develop stronger executive function through the sometimes arduous project planning process. But then they also practice logical reasoning and abstract thinking every single day as we learn new and more complex algorithms. And we could teach these skills separately, and we certainly embed them in our math and science courses. But in this course, it's a perfect vehicle to really highlight the thinking skills, and that is really benefits girls' confidence. And we also know that a substantial body of research indicates that girls' performance is really strongly tied to their belief in themselves. And this course really allows a wide variety of thinkers to see themselves as software engineers in an environment that understands their needs and is tailored for girls. I think seeing that growth and seeing the competence that they can really grow, even through just a semester, is really going to make them a lot more comfortable taking a risk on a similar class in college.
Sarah and Aisha, I would love to hear a little bit about your reactions having taken this course this year.
So personally, I have really noticed a change in my thinking. I've become better at logic-based thinking and more reasoning skills, which I tend to apply to my other classes, determining the priority that I need to do assignments in, or even within an assignment, I need to do certain parts first to make sure it worked, which I definitely picked up from computer science from our planning documents and making sure that I had everything organized before I actually started beginning the project so that I would be able to work most efficiently. And that's really carried over to a lot of different aspects of my educational life.
And Aisha, why did you register for this course?
I decided to register for computer science because I wanted to try something new. I had taken an app designing course at one point in my high school career, but I didn't enjoy it because although I was coding and writing algorithms that would allow the app to run smoothly, I never really understood what I was doing and simply did the tasks in order to complete them. After that experience, I concluded that computer science was not for me. However, when I found out that this introductory course was being offered, I decided to give it another try. I knew it would challenge me to think between the lines, but I was confident that this skill would be useful in the future, no matter what career I choose to pursue. And like Sarah said, it has taught me to think more logically, a skill that isn't emphasized in other science courses like chemistry or biology.
So you talked a little bit about how it's changed your perspective. Sarah, do you have any thoughts in terms of how it's changed your perspective about computer programming?
I wasn't particularly interested in computer programming. I had been to science and technology summer camps where computer programming was one of the classes that I took, and it was always my least favorite, kind of like Aisha said, because it wasn't really presented in a way that made it easy for me to understand or really care about what I was learning because I didn't really understand the real-life implications of it and how I could use it and its benefits for me. But this class has definitely changed my outlook on that, and I realize that it's really important. I'm considering taking it in college, not as a major necessarily, but as a class. Some of my schools require it, but I think even if they don't, I would certainly look into taking it just because it's something that I found actually interesting.
How about you, Aisha? Any thoughts about taking this beyond this class?
I'm not sure that I would pursue computer science in the future just because I'm more interested in the biological sciences, but I am confident that the skills that I am learning in this course will come to use in the future. And just like Sarah said, I may take a few computer science classes to expand my knowledge in this field.
Melissa, you mentioned that this would be great for all schools to have, particularly small schools. Tell me a little bit about how this is funded.
The partnership from Microsoft, all of the curriculum and the connection with the co-teachers is all free. There are a ton of curricular resources that you have access to just by being a part of the partnership. That part has been so beautifully organized and so effortless on my part. But then, you know, of course, we want to honor our co-teachers and make them feel appreciated because they are taking some of their valuable time to come into my school and work with me and partner with my students. So we are going to be honoring them with an honorarium funded by the Goizueta grant.
Any other last comments?
Every single school should be part of this partnership because it allows you to offer something that most teachers don't have in their wheelhouse. And especially in small independent schools, if we had to wait until we could hire a computer science teacher full time, we would never get there. This is the only way we can offer this to our girls is by taking a teacher who does not necessarily have a background in computer science and training them to be able to offer a class like this. So I've grown tremendously through the process, and I'm really glad that a partnership like this exists because otherwise there's no pathway for us.
Well, thank you, Melissa, Sarah, and Aisha. It's been a pleasure.
For our listeners interested in following today's guests on Twitter, the Ethel Walker School can be found at Ethel_Walker and the Atlanta Girls School at AGS Hurricanes. Follow us on Twitter at Girls Schools. Yanni can be found at A Hill Gill and I'm at S Edson.
Pep Talks is produced by Olivia Haas and Jen Shakeshaft and edited by Stacey Tippins. Special thanks to the Madeira School, the Atlanta Girls School, and the Ethel Walker School. Pep Talks is a project of the National Coalition of Girls Schools and recorded on the campus of the Madeira School in McLean, Virginia.
The National Coalition of Girls Schools is the leading advocate for girls' schools, connecting and collaborating globally with individuals, schools, and organizations dedicated to educating and empowering girls. Be sure to join us in Washington, D.C., June 25th through the 27th in 2017 for the Education Innovation Conference, where we will explore building school cultures of creativity.